You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
First of all, what is World Diabetes Day about and why is it important?
So World Diabetes Day is the sort of main global awareness campaign which focuses on diabetes. And it's held every year on the 14th of November, so that was yesterday. And I guess it's important because of the fact that diabetes is so prevalent. So worldwide, about 1 in 10 adults have diabetes. But a lot of people don't realize that they have diabetes. And this is, you know, obviously really important because in many cases, diabetes and its complications can be delayed or prevented if they get in terms of early diagnosis and get started on treatment. So World Diabetes Day is really around, you know, raising awareness in terms of all things diabetes related.
And could you tell us a little bit about your research and what you found about discrimination amongst those with diabetes?
Yes, yeah, of course. So most of my research looks at the impact of living with diabetes, especially in young people, on their mental health and also on developing interventions to support their mental health. And this research that was recently published, I was lucky enough to be invited to be a part of an expert panel. So this was along with approximately 50 others from around the world, 50 others who are also doing research in diabetes, but also part of the panel included those living with diabetes. And what we did is we reviewed the evidence regarding diabetes stigma and discrimination, and we also agreed on recommendations to try and end diabetes stigma and discrimination. So in terms of your question, I think one important thing is that discrimination is a little bit different from stigma. So stigma is more around thinking of sort of negative stereotypes or negative attitudes against people who live with diabetes, while discrimination is more about unfair treatment. So for example, people being treated unfairly in the workplace is a good example. And from this research, we know that both, so stigma and discrimination, are really prevalent. So for example, about 4 in 5 adults with type 1 diabetes or type 2 diabetes have experienced stigma. And stigma is also reported by over 80% of parents who have kids with diabetes. And we also know that people with all types of diabetes have experienced stigma. So this includes, like I said, type 1 diabetes, type 2 diabetes, but also those who've had gestational diabetes. So that's diabetes that you get during pregnancy. And in terms of discrimination, the rates are also really, really high. So up to 1 in 3 have experienced discrimination due to having diabetes. So this can be discrimination in terms of discrimination in their employment or discrimination in their place of education or discrimination in healthcare. So it's a pretty significant consequences of both stigma and discrimination.
Now, if you can, could you share some specific examples of the stigma or discriminatory experiences that some patients you have worked with have faced?
Yeah, of course. So this, of course, varies across the world. But in this article, we also talk about discrimination. So this is unfair treatment that people have faced in the workplace in particular, but also in some cultures, there's a lot of discrimination in their communities and also discrimination. Some good examples that we touch on in the article are also, for example, in some countries, people cannot serve in the armed forces because they have diabetes. In terms of thinking about examples of stigma, I think some of the kind of key things that people living with diabetes talk about is, for example, feeling embarrassed or ashamed of just their normal everyday self-care activities. So, for example, injecting their insulin in front of people or people telling them what they should and should not eat. So those, I think, are really good examples of the kind of stigma that people with diabetes face sometimes on an everyday basis.
And what do you think the root of the stigma or discrimination is?
Well, I think misinformation is probably the key root, especially this false idea that people who live with diabetes are to blame for having diabetes, so that they have made unhealthy choices and this is what has caused their diabetes. Diabetes is a lot more complicated than that, and it's a complex role of genetics, the environment, and also I think a really important thing, especially in Aotearoa, is to think also about social inequities. They've all played a really big role. So I think this misinformation is one big cause of stigma and discrimination. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of these negative attitudes are perpetuated in the news, in social media, and also even in movies. So, this idea that diabetes is a lifestyle disease and to blame people for their own condition. And I guess another important point to make is I think a lot of this lack of understanding also comes down to the fact that people don't really understand what it's like to live with diabetes. Another thing we found in our research is that irrespective of what type of diabetes that you have, whether it's type 1 or type 2 or gestational diabetes, the types of diabetes stigma were often the same. Examples like being like feeling ashamed to eat in public or inject insulin in public or test blood sugar levels in public, which are all really important self-care behaviors that people need to do all the time. So I think if we all knew how difficult and challenging it is to manage diabetes on a day-to-day basis, we would all be a lot more compassionate. And rather than blaming people, we would be supporting them much more in managing this condition.
And what can the health system and our new government do in order to ensure the stigma and discrimination affects less and less people in Aotearoa?
Well, I think one thing that we can all do is just change how we talk about diabetes. So instead of, focusing so much on individual responsibility and kind of blaming people for having a really serious health condition, is we also talk about the fact that, other things play a role, genetics play a role. And I think, like I mentioned earlier, also really important to just support people with their diabetes management rather than, kind of shaming them. And I think this is also a really important message for healthcare professionals, because I think sometimes we also unintentionally use stigmatizing language. So language which, blames the individual and makes them feel like they've failed. So I think we all need to be really aware of how we talk about diabetes. One other thing that we didn't touch on too much is just the fact that a lot of the research that we cover in this new article just demonstrates that stigma leads to really poor mental health consequences for people living with diabetes. And I think this is a really important point, because we also know that as well as it leading to worse mental health outcomes, it can also impact people's physical health outcomes, because when people feel like they're being stigmatized, like I mentioned earlier, they're less likely to, take care of their diabetes in public, and this will severely impact on their physical health outcomes. So I think that's a really important point, because, again, just going back to the fact that we really need to support people with their diabetes management, and stigma can, have really negative unintended consequences. So it's really important that, we think about that as well, and really try and think about the language we use and just supporting people in our lives who have diabetes.
That was Psychology Health Professor Dr. Anna Sirlakis talking about World Diabetes Day and stigma amongst patients.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.